Welcome to the Fantasy NASCAR podcast brought to you by RaceForThePrize.com. Let's look at some Darlington optimal lineups in the next gen car. RaceForThePrize.com, that's where you get access to the Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet and you can break down these optimals all on your own. I know the month has already started, so maybe you don't want to pay the full $30 price. Email, DM me, we'll figure something out. Let's look. Now, before we go into breaking down these optimal lineups, let's just talk some general strategy. Yes, we're going to need hogs or a dominator if there is one. The race can be dominated by a specific driver, but Darlington is dastardly. The lady in black is not kind. She is a malicious mistress. It's the track too tough to tame. And dominators, DNF. It's going to be hogs. Guys that cycle to the lead through pit cycling. There will be pit road lead changes. That's going to lead to different drivers leading laps and running fast laps, but it's not going to be random. The top five drivers will hog the lap lead points. They get the fast lap scraps. And also, yes, we will chase place differential, as you can see on your screen, from the 23 Fall Southern 500. Place differential will be something we want to chase from our top tier drivers. Because some of these top guys are just not going to qualify well. It's Darlington. One lap hot run during qualifying. Maybe you get it right, maybe you don't. Maybe you're slow in practice, maybe you're missing the setup, but 400 miles at Darlington, it's a unique track. Skill, experience, talent, they're going to rise to the top. So someone may not be fast in practice, may not nail qualifying, but they've been good at Darlington in the past. They'll work their way to the front. They will get there. And I know it's hard to pass at Darlington, but it's also easy to fall back at Darlington if you don't know what you're doing. Just because you're good in qualifying or fast in practice, if you're not good at Darlington, you're not going to finish up front at Darlington. Skill, experience, talent. They get to the top. They stay at the top. And the top finishers at Darlington should not be a surprise. Again, maybe it's tough to pass this track. But you can lose spots if you don't know what you're doing. Just because you're fast in practice or qualified well doesn't mean you're going to hang on. And typically, we're going to see the same drivers that we expect get to the front. And if they're starting in the back, yeah, you can chase the place differential. Because can you run along the wall all day long? You did it in practice a couple laps under a low-risk scenario where people weren't running side by side. Congratulations, that's not the race. Can you manage your tires? Can you manage fuel? Have you done it before? Typically, the top is going to be the top. They're going to rise that way, and guys are going to fade backwards. Final note on that. And it's a big note. We got to spend up on top tier drivers that are going to be up at the front. And you need hogs. Yes. Do you want to chase place differential? Yes. Well, which is it? Well, the trend has been for these hogs to get into trouble at the end. It's Darlington, the lady in black, the track too tough to tame. We have lead battle wrecks, wrecks for guys battling in the top five who've been fast lapping and hot lapping all day. Not hot lapping, fast lapping, leading laps, and they just don't finish where they should. And so we see the hogs die. It's kind of hard to kill a hog sometimes, but these hogs will die. The dominators will die. We get loose wheels. And it seems to be safer to pay for place differential. We're going to see a lot of place differential guys, and we're going to see a lot of drivers who dominated that died. Hogs that died. And lineups filled with place differential drivers, but not surprising ones. Now, again, you can't completely fade the hogs, but it is something to keep in mind when you're building for Darlington strategy-wise, is that these lineups can blow up. And place differential appears to be safer. Again, you can't completely fade hogs or dominators. And typically that big place differential gainer gets up front with enough time that they're going to get some fast laps and lap sleds eventually. And then also, as we talk about value, and we talked about this in the previous podcast, you listened and the rant didn't scare you away and you've come back. We'll talk about value and strategy-wise, do we need to spend on speed? Were you fast in practice? Have you been fast here before? Do we need drivers that are just going to stay up front? Yeah, sometimes it matters. Having a fast car and just having a good race matters. Or should we gamble and try to get a guy that's going to catch the caution by running long? Because we will get cautions. And yeah, sometimes that's how the value works as well. We're going to see a mix of that with our value in terms of guys that just had good days. And then guys that caught the caution and benefited from attrition at the end and finished much better than where they ran. But most of all, when you're looking at value and trying to save, we've talked about this a lot last week as we went into Kansas, and we're going to continue to talk about it. When you're making your value selections, it's value versus value. Apples to apples, not apples to oranges. You're not comparing the value driver to the top tier drivers. You're looking at the Lemons class, the LM class, the Le Mans class, the C class, the backpack, however you want to describe it. The cheap drivers versus the cheap drivers. Can they win that class? Can they finish towards the top of that class, maximizing their finishing position versus the other value driver? Now, the second step in that flowchart of evaluating the value picks on the weekend is to see where is that lemon starting. Yeah, sometimes we think Corey LaJoie is the class of the field. He's going to be the best among the lemons. But if he starts 22nd and Justin Haley starts 29th, sure, Corey wins the class. But Haley was only a spot or two behind. Haley got more place differential. Haley was the better DFS value pick. So when you look at value, look at the lemons class, who can have the best finish, but then second step in the flowchart, can they also maximize fantasy points? Let's get to it. Let's look at this optimal lineup. We've already talked about this one, so I won't go too deep into it. But if you didn't watch the last podcast, the first note is that we did have a dominator, but Denny Hamlin DNF'd. Well, he didn't DNF, but he had a loose wheel, as I mentioned before. It can happen at Darlington. It's a unique track. We then do get guys that run in the top five all day, cycle to leads at times, win races. Larson Reddick. Larson works his way up, so he does get you that place differential, as I mentioned. The cream rises to the top at this track. He avoids incidents, which he doesn't always, and he gets there. Reddick runs the top five all day, cycles to the lead at points. He's there. William Byron. The cream rises to the top. Top five driver rating in the last four all next gen races at Darlington. Again, just because he didn't hot lap in practice, no worries. He knows how to run this race. Gets forward. Once he is forward, he gets some fast lap scraps. Ross Chastain, again, knows what he is doing. Had a very strong race in the spring as well. Didn't get the finish. Does get a good finish here. Has to work his way forward. I know people over at, oh, it's just 18th average running position. That's not very good. He must have been so-so. If you have to slowly and methodically work your way forward, your average running position number is not going to look that great, because half of the race, he was working from 27th to 18th. Those all calculate into here. The next half, he's working his way from 18th to 5th. When you run an average, sure, it's going to be 18th. Then we look at our value. We get Justin Haley. Not a great day. Finishes a lap down. But simply, as we talked about before, he isn't the best in the class. Corey LaJoie or Hosover are better, but they start too close to the front. And so step one, can you win your class? Can you finish towards the top of the class? But also, can you maximize place differential? He also benefits from getting a couple scrapped fast laps here. Same thing with Ty Dillon, scrapping, getting on a little bit of a different cycle, but simply a pure punt play to afford the expensive drivers, because we chase in place differential. Let's look at the 23 spring optimal lineup. Look for trends. Look for things to follow. Again, we are seeing the dominator have a bad day. Truex wrecks at the end. It happens quite often at Darlington. That does not mean we completely fade dominators. But it does mean, as you can see on your screen, it appears to be safer to chase place differential with our dollars. Truex gets into a wreck at the end. Ross Chastain gets in a wreck at the very end, battling for the lead. We also have, believe, I thought Kyle Larson got into a little bit of a thing here in this one, too. There is Kyle Larson, also involved in a Ross Chastain wreck. And so we end up with place differential, got to the front, scraped some points, got to the front, scraped some points. Place differential, Chris Buescher, who was pretty good in both races at Darlington last season as RFK took a step forward. Justin Haley benefits from, he runs around 22nd. He's about up to 15th-ish towards the end. And then we get all these wrecks, and he bounces forward through the Hogs and Dominators and cars taking each other out. He gets himself an 8th-place finish. Very good day. Again, you look at the Lemons class. He is at the top of that class and then gets a huge boost at the end with all of the wrecks, which is not an anomaly. It is Darlington. Harrison Burton just simply has a good day all day. Fast in practice, runs really well, stays out of trouble. So this is a scenario where a guy was just good at Darlington and it wasn't really magic. Sometimes we get a Haley who is okay and then is in position to make gains at the end. But again, if we were looking at the Lemons class and saying, all right, can Haley finish at the top of it? Yes. Could Burton last year when he was running halfway decent? Yes, he could. Now you would be freaked out probably by the starting position and wouldn't want to play him. 5,200 is appealing. But yeah, that would have been a tricky one to go to. I understand. Again, if you missed on him, you had the money, $4,800, $2,000 left on the table. You could have, again, we talk often about building the winning lineup and not the optimal lineup, so you probably weren't as bold to go with Burton, and I don't blame you. You had Gillen starting 24th. Again, could he finish towards the top of the Lemons class? Yes, he gets a big boost at the end as well because of the carnage, but they're not really crazy. Oh, how did that value play work? Lemons class, value versus value. Haley, Gilliland, Burton, all acceptable options. You probably wouldn't have gone with Burton, but that's okay. You don't have to build the optimal lineup. Just build the winning lineup. And I would guess that Gilly was more than likely in that winning lineup along with Justin Haley. We would have liked to have seen a little bit more place differential, but you can't always get what you want. It's not always going to be easy. Let's look at the 2022 optimal lineup. Eric Jones, always great at this track, gets you place differential, works his way to the front, which he always does at Darlington. And one of the notes I have here is he was fast in the single lap run, 5-lap run in practice. If you did overanalyze and looked at his long run speed, you thought, oh, I can't believe in this car. I would not overreact to practice. I like drivers that know how to run well at this track. He clearly has demonstrated this is one of his best places. And then if you really looked at lap-by-lap data, which you can get at racefortheprize.com, purchase it, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. $25 for me? Does that sound fair? Let's talk. But if you look specifically at his last 3 laps on his long run, they were really slow, and that suppressed his average total. So a lot of people saw, oh, 15 laps, 20 laps, not good. Well, if you looked at the specific laps, you could then discern that, oh, well, that's just because at the very end of the run, he kind of eased off. Logano is your hog in the fall race, was really good in the 2022 Darlington races, won in the spring. Hamlin, not a surprise, gets you not the maximum place differential, but again, you've got this starting 11th trick of just missed out on getting into the final round of qualifying, gets you 9th place differential once he's running in the top 5 all day, getting those fast scraps. Kozlowski, here's a place differential. William Byron should have won the spring race. Then it won in the fall again. Top 5 driver in the last 4 all next gen at Darlington. Not a surprise. Running up front all day. Gets his points all day. He works. Now, while these hogs are not really that high, but that's because, as we often see, some of these guys get into incidents. Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, Martin Truex Jr., another issue. Our drivers that are really fast. It's Darlington, man. Now, again, don't say that. Don't like, oh, I'm just going to fade the Hogs, fade the Dominators. You just got to hope you pick the right one. And then Cole Custer was similar to that Harrison Burton play. Had speed in practice, looked halfway decent. Not a good starting position, but super cheap in the Stuart Haas car. And just has a good day. Just didn't qualify well. And again, in this situation, you would ask yourself, Cole Custer, in the Lemons class, can he win it? Yes. Based on his practice speed, yes. He's got enough experience, yes. If he's run well with an Xfinity car here, he could probably figure it out. We don't need him to finish 14th. We just need him to win the class. And then the second step in the flow chart, starting 30th, he doesn't necessarily even need to win that class. If he can finish in the middle to top of the Lemons, then it's going to be good. And let's back it up to the 2022 spring race. Joey Logano, Hog Dominator, whatever you want to say. Oh, then here we go. We got place differential. We got place differential. We got place differential. Top tier place differential. Justin Haley, 26 spots. Runs long, catches the caution. That can happen as well. But again, if you've got Haley in the Lemons class starting 29th, his average running position was 21st. Can he win the class? Yes. Can he get place differential? Yes. And then you get a huge boost because Haley, man, Haley is optimal all the time. What, three of the last four at Kansas? Popping up in all these Darlington races. Puts himself in position. Now, again, his car's different these days, but there it is. Runs 21st, top of the Lemons class. That was probably going to be good enough right there. But then running long, catching the caution, gets a finish he probably doesn't deserve. But it's Darlington. I mean, does the guy say this? Yeah, I could probably chase place differential. Yeah, crazy wrecks can happen. Couldn't afford Stenhouse. Tyler Reddick, running up front all day. Scrapping away, not like an elite hog, but again, we're seeing like the secondary and tertiary hogs get there because leaders like to wreck themselves. Craziness ensues. And so you just hope that your guy doesn't, you know, commit seppuku. Yeah, or Harry Carey. And then you got Michael McDowell. McDowell's story is 15th place car, and he boosts from some of these wrecks at the end. So he was running well all day, gets the extra boost from the carnage, 5,500. Again, it's scary taking him at 16th. So again, we ask ourselves, do I need to build the optimal lineup? Nah, you probably could have just went with the winning lineup and said, Todd Gilliland, can he finish towards the top of the middle-ish of the Lemons class? Yeah, he can. Ran 25th. Of course, he gets the boost again at the end. But there it is. And then even you could probably slide down to Burton. Ty Dillon probably a little bit too much of a push. But Burton was there as well. So sometimes just build the winning lineup. Not the optimal lineup. Sure, it'd be great if you were the, you know, hive mind. Not hive mind. But the big brain that was able to figure out Michael Dow. Cool. Congratulations. But you could have also just played it safe and said, look, he can get into the top of that pack of Lemons, LM, Lemong, and he can give me starting position. Not super hard. I guess just the biggest takeaway is, yeah, probably want to chase place differential. Does feel a little bit safer. Can't completely ignore the hogs. When you're doing your value, it's value versus value. And then expect the unexpected, which is expected. Expect the unexpected, which is expected. We have seen Dominators DNF quite frequently in the next-gen car. And, I mean, last week with Larson, Doering, Buescher, and then kind of laughing about it and saying, I did it. Okay, this is going to be acceptable. We're going to wreck each other up front moving forward. Is that what's going to happen? Are we going to race each other as dirty as possible in Stage 3? Not dirty, but as recklessly as possible in Stage 3 at the very end? Is that what we're doing? okay, well, if that's the case, then place differential is more than likely going to infiltrate our optimal lineups this weekend, and our Hulk slash Dominator may not be absolutely crushing it in terms of fast and laps led, but putting up a pretty significant total. Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe, share. Blessed to have you guys here. Love you guys. Trip the light. Fantastic.